The Brett and Justin Work From Home Subbing for the Jury podcast will be brought to you today by patreon.com/JURY. Again, patreon.com/JURY is where you can support this show as well as the Politics, Politics, Politics show. You can go ahead and check it out at patreon.com/JURY. We are doing an In Your House tour in April. That's a thing I definitely got to email today. Everybody should put a supercut of me saying that I got to email everybody about the In Your House tour for the month and a half that I've said it during these plugs. But go ahead and do it. Also buy stickers or DIAF. Buy your sticker packs. Brand new meme sticker packs. $5 is as cheap as you get all the new stickers at stickersordiaf.com. But enough of talking about how we support the show. What do you say we just do the damn thing? Burp. Apologies to Jomo and his posse. We're going to cut the music right there. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special edition of the Jury Podcast, because it's not just the Jury Podcast. It's somebody that has been a longtime listeners will know him as a frequent guest here on this show. But now on Fridays, we do our own little live stream on twitch.tv, dotclub.tv, Fridays at, I guess it'll be at 11 o'clock.
So longtime listeners might not even realize that they're missing out on a Brepisode every week.
Yeah, Brepisodes are happening on the reg, but this will be your reintroduction. Allow us to reintroduce ourselves. My name is Justin Robert Young. This is Brett the Amtrak Aroundsville. Joining us, for those of you watching on YouTube or live, is Scarlett Rounseville, who is chewing on XLR cables like her life depended on it.
It's kind of like she's brushing her tooth on it. Like if she were to have
a tooth,
she would be brushing it with this XLR cable.
She's going to town. She is definitely like we are at the waning days of I feel like we might need to like just invest in like a playpen at some point for the studio.
I've been thinking about that myself.
It's fine. It's tax deductible.
We could actually put her on the ground and she'd just end up somewhere entertaining herself. Granted, it would probably be eating bird poop off the floor in the other room.
Sure.
She would find something to do.
She would eat that bird poop and be thrilled with it.
Oh. Uh-oh. All right.
She's got something to say. For those of you who are watching live, she grabs the mic and just puts it in her mouth as if she has something to say, but she doesn't know English, so it's a pretty dumb take.
Turns out she just eats it.
All right. So here, the reason why we're doing a Brett and Justin Work From Home is because I'm not going to be available on Tuesday when I normally record the jury show, because I will be in Los Angeles filming a cameo in a movie.
What fun!
So this came together on the Night Attack show, but Romany Malco.
Oh, yeah.
Many will know him from many different things, probably most notably Weeds and the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Mm-hmm. Ordinary Family.
Was he in that? I don't know.
Wasn't he?
I don't know.
Wasn't that like a short-lived TV show with the thing where the whole family has superpowers? It's like Fantastic Four, the TV show.
Yes. Yeah, he was in that too.
Yeah.
He was in really any black comedy that has more than four main male cast members.
Fact.
He's gonna get in there somehow. Yeah. Right. Romney finds a way. Anyway, he has this passion project, this character that he's been doing for a very, very, very long time called Tijuana Jackson, who is a life coach, kind of like a ghetto life coach.
Yeah, an ex-con life coach.
Ex-con life coach, right? And he's done it on Funny or Die. He used to live stream. He used to like actually just go live and take calls.
Yeah.
In fact, if you still have the phone number that Tijuana Jackson, quote unquote, would give out, you can call him and he'll answer as Tijuana Jackson.
Whoa.
Like, that dude is committed to living the gimmick, and I'm sure he's doing it now that he's shooting this movie. He got on Indiegogo, raised the money, raised a bunch of money when he was on Night Attack. So we, you know, as kind of a joke, we're like, oh, we get to be in the movie, huh? And he's like, don't even worry about it. You guys are
nice.
So we get the script yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We got to go Monday. Monday and Tuesday, we're shooting this.
So you have speaking roles.
We have speaking roles.
Is that
wise? We're not going to read. We're not going to read the characters. We're not going to read the dialogue.
Yeah.
But I do want to explain a few things, just bringing you through my mindset when I got this script yesterday. Now, what Brett is looking at on my monitor right now is the script.
Okay.
I'm not going to read any of the characters' names. However, I will point out that two of the characters' names are the same as me and Brian Brushwood. There's a character named Justin. There's a character named Brian.
Ironically, Justin is playing the character named Rachel.
Yes, and then there's a Rachel. We're talking to a Rachel. We're not playing Justin and Brian.
Okay.
Apparently, Justin and Brian roles were written, I assume they were written for us because they are consistent with what he told us our roles were going to be.
Uh-huh.
I think this was on stream. He told us that our roles were going to be the cameramen.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we would be a part of the whole movie.
Yeah.
But we would only be on screen for one or two scenes.
Gotcha.
But Tijuana Jackson would be, like, talking to us throughout the movie. Uh-huh. Right?
Are you doing VO the whole movie? Or he's just, like, talking at a camera?
To be fair, I wouldn't even know. Because we're not playing Justin and Brian.
Oh.
We are playing other characters.
Nice!
We were told yesterday, or a couple weeks ago, rather, that we were no longer playing the documentarians.
The roles got too big and you were not trustworthy?
I look forward to asking Romney. I look very forward to asking Romney, okay? Because the roles he has given us are, like, comedic.
Oh.
We're not just, like, guy buys burger.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not just, like...
So these are bigger roles in some ways.
Like, normally cameos, famous cameos, like, it's, like, one line.
Yeah.
If at all. Right,
and now
it's
you
like
have
a featured extra,
stink on it.
Like, or it's like, "Hey, you cut me in line," right? Like, you know, something like that.
Right.
It's like I didn't get my change.
And now on screen, you're a comedy duo.
I'm just going to let this is going to be an awkward silence.
So
for
disappointed
the,
we
I'm,
don't get to read this.
I mean, it's an awkward silence for the audio listeners.
Uh huh.
But. No, we don't know who.
We don't just get to run.
We don't know
this.
Who's number one
lines,
and number
man.
Two. No, I can't.
But you have to practice your lines.
Because I don't want to spoil it.
This
and like,
it's like
this
a trailer.
Is his thing.
This is a good
his thing. This is his thing. I can't do that.
Oh my god!
I need you to read it silently.
Oh my god!
I need you to read it silently.
All right, but I can't read silently. I read out loud. My wife hates it.
I need
in
you
the
to...
foreground two parolees.
All right. We cannot do the bit if you don't want to do the
all
bit.
Right, fine.
All right, so we're saying several lines in unison or like stepping on each other. I assume this means that we're stepping on each other, that it's like, you know, back and forth, that we're trying to get a word in edgewise. But these are like that's a comedic line. And that's it. It's only three or four lines, but they are. They are there to be funny.
Yeah.
They are not there just to like...
Well, that's kind of fun. So how do you feel about that? Are you happy that you get comedy lines rather than just some throwaway lines? Or are you scared? Or would you just, bottom line, rather play a character named after yourself?
I'm nervous, Brett.
Because you...
I'm nervous.
Aren't sure if you can step up?
I think I can deliver the lines funny.
Uh-huh.
But it became clear to me
that Brian and I are not, like, we are a comedy duo in that we are two people that do a comedy show that are funny.
Right.
But the comedy show is conversational. It is improv based.
Yeah.
And we have never done what we're going to have to do, which is like run lines and like give each other notes.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so you're mostly scared about your and Brian's relationship.
I mean, that's the first worry on the highway of problems, right? Of potential problems.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You've been friends with both of us for a very long time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think that that's a valid thing to be concerned about?
Oh, absolutely. I also, like, I don't want to say it, but this sounds like a shit show. Like, I like, this, I don't trust you guys to do unless you practice a lot. Which isn't to say that I don't trust you guys to do it. I trust you to be able to practice it a lot. But this is not your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Like,
now,
together,
why? All right, so
between the two of you, this
describe,
is not your
yeah,
cup of
describe,
tea.
Describe why it is out of bounds for us.
I would say I can't describe why it's out of bounds.
Because of who we're playing. We're playing very specific people at a very specific time in their lives.
Right. Yes. Specific people at a specific time in their lives, and more importantly,
that are
you
not
guys
like us. Like
not like you.
Yeah. Like we are not naturally like we are known. We built careers on being honest.
Yes.
And this is us portraying characters.
Acting is lying, right? And so now not only are you lying, but you guys have to tell each other how you're lying badly. And that's the part I'm more or less most worried about.
Is this going to end our friendship?
It
me
could.
And Brian? This is going to be the beginning of the
end. It's definitely not going to end your friendship.
Just the
because
career.
Like you guys
just
have had
career.
Far larger dust-ups than you'll have over
far
this.
Far more public larger dust-ups.
But it is a thing that, like, if I were Romney and I gave you this script, I'd be like, guys, don't F around on this. I want you to practice these six lines for a week before you're ready for this. And I wouldn't mean that necessarily, but I would definitely exaggerate to, like, get the point. Like, no, guys, F and practice. Like, don't just roll in and try an improv.
Oh, man.
That's what I would say if I were him.
I mean, he does come from, like the Judd Apatow kind of, like, family tree that is very improv-based. So, like... Mm-hmm. If we nail, like, the first two, like, there's probably going to be an improv take.
Oh, sure.
Which
yeah,
I think
that's
will be
fine.
Easier.
But right. But, like, nail the first two and then do the improv take.
I am worried. I got this and I was like, I found where the roles.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh,
I'm so disappointed we don't get to run these lines.
Oh, Jesus. We can run the lines if the mic's muted. We can mute the mics and run the
what?
Lines.
What's even the point then?
I don't know, because you really want to run the lines.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. You're taking away the fun.
I can let you say one line. You can pick one line and you can deliver it.
I get to pick one line.
You get to pick one line. Which is the one line you want to deliver?
I'm ready. Scroll up a little.
I am breaking trust. Like, this is something that's like, I do not know whether or not I'm allowed to show people this, let alone read them publicly.
I got it. I'm on it. Right, my grandmother's health plan.
It's just going to be terrible.
Nailed it. I nailed it.
That sounded terrible. That's how I'm going to sound. I'm going to sound like that.
You are. You totally are.
Except, my grandmother's health plan!
Except worse, because you're also going to be delivering it with Brian, who will also sound that bad, so it's going to be double the bad.
The one thing that
quadruple
I am,
the bad,
the one thing
really,
that I
it's
am
exponential.
Very, the one thing that I am very excited about this is in reading the script, this is a very easily cuttable scene. It's fully extraneous to the plot, it really doesn't set up anything.
It actually was only written to be cut.
I mean, it very much feels like it was a funny idea that Romney had. Yeah, that's it. There's just that one scene for us. So if we suck,
yeah,
we'll just be cut out of the
right,
movie, and that'll be fine.
Yeah.
But now I feel like pressure because I feel like this is
should
Romney,
feel pressure.
This is Romney saying like, no, no, no. I think you guys are legitimately like funny. Yeah. You're funny enough to carry a comedic scene.
Right. I mean, the bottom line is you should feel pressure anytime question, you want to do something good for a friend, right?
My first question to him is going to be, who dropped out?
So you think this is a bigger, better gift than the Brian and Justin characters?
Who had a scheduling conflict? Like,
well, that's exciting. Like, that's the bright spot, right?
That what? That we get to do a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool just to be a part of it. I mean, like, because to be honest, you know, the real big, the big fun part about it is that we get to go be part of a movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, so if we literally just had the like, but my change line, like, you know, then that would be great. That'd be awesome. You know? Yeah. This is something that's.
I have so many questions about these characters right now that are not addressed in the script.
What are they?
Like, are they Siamese twins? Is it one man with two heads? Is it
we're two guys that are talking to an authority figure.
Right.
And so we are.
But
we are.
What I want to know is about their relationship, because the lines seem so, so tethered, right? You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying not to give away too much.
Okay.
But like no one talks like that, right? Unless they are such a.
They're at the end of their rope.
Not end of the rope. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, their relationship is unique because they are more or less saying and thinking the same things.
Well, it's kind of a similar relationship to... You watch The Wire, right?
No.
Well, I don't know how many other drug addicts I can bring up in popular culture. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're drug addicts. They're definitely on the outs. So there we go. I mean, do you think that? Do you have any advice? Like, do you have any as a friend to Brian and I? Do you have? Do you have any things that we should head off at the pass or like?
Just I think there will be some.
I'm very scared.
There will be some arguments involved, but I think the only way to do it is to practice it more than you think
you
should.
There's going to be a crew and a director. Like, we're like in contact with people that like have like wardrobe and stuff. Like,
yeah,
this is an independent movie.
Yeah, like I think just practice a lot. That's the only answer. Because even if you guys have a dust up,
we also don't know who's one and who's two.
Oh my god,
they didn't. Literally, when the script got to us, they said,
I feel like
you have to ask Romney who's one and who's two.
I feel like only you guys could care about which one is one and which one is two.
Oh, I definitely have a preference.
I know.
I definitely have a preference. I know which lines I want. Oh, you're saying you wouldn't?
Oh, no, I probably would if you're actually talking about the lines.
If you were,
I want to be number one, and then you are number two.
I think there's one that's a little grimier, and there's one that's a little bit more uptight.
Mm-hmm.
And I think visually,
yeah,
I look grimier than Brian.
Gotcha. Right?
I mean, that's fairly clear, right?
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to flip-flop that, though. Like, maybe like grimier, but it's not hard for you to be well groomed.
No, I mean I don't think it's like grooming. It's that I look ethnic.
And beyond that, like these type of people, like how often do they have like a well manicured facial hair setup? Like if they have facial hair,
I'm not saying that they're drug addicts, but if they were drug addicts, like I'm the one that got him hooked. Like, if you look at Brian and I.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, you know that they're like heroin junkies.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody asks you, which one do you think got the other one hooked? Come on.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, I guess because, like, probably Brian, on account of, like, he has like, a system around him that has its shit together. So, like, it can support someone doing the wrong thing. Whereas, like, if he got hooked and then tried to do that, then you couldn't.
Okay, no. Rich people who do heroin
yeah.
aren't looking for random poorer people who also do heroin.
Well, you're not poorer. You just want to think you look poorer.
Yeah, I do. Do I not?
I think the problem is there was a period of time where you did.
Yeah.
I think that you've walked past that. I think now you like you groom your facial hair and you wear far nicer clothes than I ever do. Like you are
now,
well beyond.
Yes. Oh, no. Now I am in a personal renaissance of fashion and grooming. There's no doubt about that. But that takes an effort of 30 minutes a day that I can easily eschew. So like it's not like, you know, in many ways the big boy never left. Like I can look like a random like dime bag dealer at any moment, man. From out of nowhere.
Like literally I just walk through the wrong room in the morning.
Dude, it is like a fine misting, a mussing of the hair and a wrestling t-shirt, and I am right back there. I can go back to the That's jorts good. Immediately.
Did you like lock up the wrestling t-shirts somewhere? Did you put them somewhere so you would not be tempted by them?
No, they're all there.
In the same location they've always
same
been?
Same location.
Does muscle memory
been.
Ever go yoink?
There is during the weekends. Mm-hmm. I won't dress up on the weekends. It's usually just on camera.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to be nicer on camera.
But you're on camera like all the time, so
also
it works out.
I found this out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't write off clothing that you wear on camera unless you only wear it on camera.
Oh, that kind of jives with like home office laws too.
Yeah.
Like, you can't write off a home office if you use it for literally anything else. It has to be only a home office and all day, every day.
Yeah.
Because that's what people do.
And it can't have a bed. That's always what I... Yeah. Like whenever you get audited, that's really the big... Like, they will nail you if you have a bed in your home office.
Yeah.
Which is kind of bullshit.
Well, what's really lame is, like, literally, even if you split a home office with your, like, significant other... Then I think that legally neither of you can claim it, but like that's filing with the letter of the law, whereas like obviously if you're filing jointly then just like one of you will claim it.
Yeah.
But like
this is my home office and you are not allowed.
Well, that's the thing. Like technically, like if you use it half the time and someone else uses it half the time, then it's neither of yours home office.
Is it Uncle Sam's home office?
It's the room that you guys use in your house to do random shit.
Does paying California taxes bother you?
Not really, but also I've only ever lived permanently in California. I guess I've had to pay Florida taxes and Massachusetts taxes before.
Never paid.
Oh, not Florida taxes. I mean, Florida doesn't have an income tax at all, right?
No state income tax.
I feel like I still had to file in Florida one time for something. Do you guys have to file anything at all? Maybe I'm misremembering then. Well, Massachusetts, I've definitely paid those, and I've paid California. But, like, California is where I live, so it doesn't matter. It's just, like, the reality. Which isn't to say...
I feel like I should
which
get...
isn't to say that I haven't looked at my taxes and thought, I could be 13% richer. Which is kind of a lot.
I am paying 50% of what I'm paying in federal income tax to the state of California.
Really? I feel like you did something 50%. Wrong.
No, I just get destroyed because all the income is like independent. None of it gets taxed or whatever. Like it's garbage. It's garbage. I hate it. Nothing makes me want to move. Well, here's my evolution.
Yeah,
this has happened. I've lived here 5 years now, 4 years now. Every year I want to leave as soon as I pay state income tax.
Right.
I'm just like, this is bullshit. Yeah. I hate it. This is stupid. Because I've always, even when I had the Go Game job, I always wound up having to pay.
Really?
Because I made money on the side.
Yeah.
Like, and now I only make money that it's untaxed.
Uh-huh. And do you pay, like, throughout the year, or you just pay in one lump sum at the end?
I pay in one lump sum, although Oh, no, this is... All right, so here's what happens.
All right, yeah, walk me through it.
Here's the moving of the seasons. Moving of the seasons. I do my taxes. I realize that it's not this fucking haunted house that I've made it up to be in my head, and that math isn't really that hard, and I know more about doing spreadsheets than I want to give myself credit for, and also I should be a more responsible person, and I shouldn't just have all these, like I'm doing a disservice to all the projects that I have, that I'm not paying a closer attention to my finances, and, you know, all this. So this is the lesson I learned.
Yeah.
I'm fresh on that. So now, annually... I then say to myself, I mean, come on. It would take once a month. It literally took you maybe 3 or 4 hours to get everything together for the year.
Yeah.
It'd probably take you 15 minutes. You could probably do it while you were drinking. Like, there's no reason why you can't dip it in sugar and honey to make it easier to do.
Yeah.
All you got to do is just make sure you're doing it.
Do you do any like bookkeeping throughout the year? Or you literally do everything right at the end?
Literally do everything at the very end.
That sounds like fun.
Financially irresponsible is what it sounds like. Because it is. Because it's horrifyingly irresponsible. Like, I'm scared of math. I'm scared of numbers. I'm scared of my own finances.
Yeah.
And literally my only goal in life is to make enough that I don't have to pay attention to it, which is a bad idea. It's a bad goal. It's a horrifying goal.
This year, I did something different. Well, last year, I paid someone to do my taxes for the first time because things started to get really complicated between like a side business that I have, a side business that Katie has, and then Mission Pick is an LLC that is owned by like 4 different people. And so I didn't want to deal with all that, and I had someone else do it last year. So this year, I did it myself, and it was every bit the pain in the ass I feared it was going to be last year.
Yeah.
Like I spent far too much time just reading up on like corporate tax law and trying to figure out like what I was doing right, what I was doing wrong, what had to be done and what could be put off and stuff like that. And then I finally figured it all out. I'm pretty sure I did everything legally, like 99.9% sure. And now I'm so angry that I didn't force myself to do that last year, because in that learning process, I realized that I probably hosed myself out of about 10 grand last year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you paid too much or?
Yeah. Like I paid, well, I'm pretty sure. Like I'd have to go back and run the numbers off of last year's stuff, but I'm 90% sure that, I mean, it's really dumb, but I listed capital as income as opposed to listing it as a capital asset. This is really bad all of a sudden. But the bottom line is, it made it look like Mission Pick made money when, of course, everyone knows it did not.
It did not make money.
Yeah.
No, we had the same thing with the Contender.
Mm.
The Contender was a financial disaster last year, and we wound up having to show a profit because we didn't, despite the fact that we had actually spent all of our money and we were tens of thousands of dollars in debt because of how the Kickstarter worked. Like we just had to show that like, oh, but we did make a bunch of this money. Like it was, how is this not just a thing that I can plug into Mint? Like, or I can plug in like that. This should be some sort of web.
It kind of is. If you use QuickBooks to do all of your bookkeeping, then QuickBooks is owned by Intuit, and you can just kind of like shuffle it all into TurboTax. But that means you have to do your bookkeeping all year long and only using QuickBooks, and probably means you need to use a PC.
Fuck.
It's all super lame.
I know.
So anyway, we lost track of the actual interesting stuff. Like, how do you feel about California now? Are you at this app?
I've resigned myself to it. It's a great place to live. I love living here. It's expensive as shit. Although, like, VC money is slowing down, like, apartment prices
are actually going up.
Is it going up now?
It has been for the last year or so now, yeah.
Oh, okay, so it came out of a dip.
Yeah.
But the apartment prices are falling.
Yes.
Uber's not moving all their people to Oakland now.
Nope.
So I'm like,
yeah, maybe I can afford to continue living here.
Like I'm like one financial disastrous crash away from maybe like. So anyway, I like California. Really, here's my new. I've softened from my normal stance of like we're moving, we're moving to Austin tomorrow. Two.
Texas has no income.
No
either,
state
right?
income tax either. Two, now, I just kind of want, just give me $1,000 back because it rained a lot.
Come on. Like you,
just $1,000
rain,
back.
This much rain is really a broken promise when you think about it.
I mean, listen, there's a reason. How do you think you can justify charging these prices, right? Because it's perfect every day. Because it's gorgeous. It's amazing. Like, you don't really have to own that many clothes.
No.
Like, it's you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, unless you're going up to Tahoe, you don't have to worry about snow tires or, you know, salting your driveway or shoveling stuff. You pay a premium to not live in those conditions.
Yeah.
It's great.
But this year, I got really wet.
But it rained a lot,
man. And it's not like it was hot or cold. Like, I still
trees
wore the same clothes.
Trees were falling down.
But, like, but now the clothes were wet, so I had to do more laundry. So, bottom line, at least reimburse me for all the laundry I had to do.
I just want not everything back. I can negotiate. I just kind of want, like, $1,000 back from the state.
Yeah.
Is that inappropriate?
That's fair. I got more than $1,000 back from the state. Again, the secret to everything is just lose like a lot of money on a personal business, and they give you plenty back.
Yeah, I did. I'm paying less than I did last year, which is good. But that's because we were able to finally show the fiscal tire fire that the contender was this year, as opposed to last year.
Right. I thought this year, like, you guys kind of came out ahead, right?
We did, but we also destroyed a bunch of inventory, of boring jack shit, but we were able to show a loss, which is good.
So what states don't have, state income tax? Florida, Texas, Nevada,
does
Oregon? I don't know. New Hampshire sounds like the kind of state that wouldn't have a state income tax.
New Hampshire doesn't have one either.
I feel like I could be convinced to live outside of California like 6 months a year, like whatever it takes to be like, oh no, he's a resident. You know what? I can't.
Tennessee doesn't.
Even when I try to say it out loud, I just like
Balloon Nuts
choke
says
on it.
Oregon has it. Oregon has a state income tax, but they have no sales tax.
That's the one.
Right?
Yeah. That's why everyone drives up there to buy their cars.
Oh, is that it?
It's a thing.
I always used to buy Apple shit there.
In Oregon?
And Portland. For
I just buy Nike stuff there when I go to Portland.
God. Do you think we could strong-arm Ian, the CEO of the Go Game, into just giving us a Portland Nike game so we could just get some new shoes?
Yeah, right. It's amazing how much you save. I think most of my Nike stuff was for free. I don't think I really bought much. They just handed me shoes a couple times.
Oh, because they just have these, like the freebie shoes.
Did you
go to the company store?
No.
It's great. It's awesome. I bought like $700 worth of Nike stuff for like $150.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
That's awesome. Did you ever read Shoe Dog?
I didn't read Shoe Dog.
Oh, it's a great book.
All right, here we go. 7 U.S. states that do not have state income, that currently do not have state income tax. They are Alaska, Florida, Nevada, South Dakota, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. So not New Hampshire.
Alaska not only doesn't have income tax, but they give you money from their oil dividends every year.
And residents of New Hampshire and Tennessee are also spared from handing over an extra chunk of their paycheck on April 15th, although they do pay tax on dividends and income from investments.
Smart, New Hampshire.
I don't know, man. So here, all right, the tax guy, I had a feud. Did I tell you I had a feud with my tax guy last year?
No.
He's a real smug fucker.
Is this the same guy that Tom uses?
Same company.
Okay.
But he got so big that he hired other people.
Uh-huh.
So it used to be a one-guy shop.
Yeah.
Now his prices went up, but you could still get the same prices if you go with
one of his
underlings, right? So I went with the underling last year. But what I liked the most about the guy, the main guy, was he was very understanding and aggressive about deductions, because he does a lot of stuff in the Bay Area, which is, you know, a lot of people that, like,
Independent.
Like, he specializes in that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he was always very, like, okay, we need to separate this, you need to do this. Like, separate them into the following categories, and we'll go from there. Okay, good. Simple directions. Last year, this guy was just like, I don't know what this spreadsheet is.
Oh, my gosh. And it was, like, the same categories that you were given the year before?
Oh, no. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess.
Like, no, actually, he was being generous calling it a spreadsheet. I think he just said that because I drew a couple of grids on a napkin.
I'm scared. I'm scared of the taxes, man. I don't know what else to say. I woke up Scarlett.
She's good.
I marked everything that was tax related in Mint.
Yeah.
Export.
I don't know what this spreadsheet is. Neither do I, man. That's why I pay you.
I mean, that's like, it's not insignificant when I'm paying him, right? Like, it's several hundred dollars an hour.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm like,
figure it out.
Like, whatever, man. Like, you know, like, here's what does not help.
Yeah.
You just telling me, like, I don't know what's happening because I don't know what's happening. So if you don't know what's happening and I don't know what's happening, then nobody knows what's happening.
Then who are you going to hire to figure all this out?
Exactly. Like, you better subcontract on me because, like, it is the blind leading the blind.
That's awful. I think that's kind of what happened to me last year when I used a tax person. And they, like, they just didn't know to ask me questions. They trusted that I knew what I was doing. And that's where everything went wrong. Just assume I know nothing and ask me literally everything you could think to ask me about how I might save money somewhere.
So this time I was a little bit better. Not much better, but a little bit better. Largely because the Chase United card automatically broke out a lot of these things.
Nice.
But I still just exported my Mint. So just all the stuff that was business related that was on my personal card, I just exported.
Yeah.
And he kind of gave me the same. Well, so I actually got into like a fight with him. Like the last time. Like, because he was
last year.
Last year. Like, it was like a tense situation in the office. It was an open office.
With the underling, too.
With the underling. Okay. And because he has a very dry kind of demeanor. So, like, I didn't know whether, like, in my very raw, emotional, vulnerable state, like, I kind of thought he was fucking with me.
Oh.
And so I did not take kindly to that. And so it like, got to a thing. It turned out that, like, there are fans of mine that are friends with the main guy personally.
Interesting.
And I ran into them while I was in the process of all this.
And in the office?
No. Like, I was at the Silicon Valley Comic Con.
Okay.
And I ran into them and I told them, like, yeah, I was, like, really pissed off about this guy.
Yeah.
And I wound up getting contacted by the main guy.
Oh.
Who, like, apologized and smoothed things over. So long story short, taxes get done. I get an email from the underling. And he's like, hey, do you want to do your taxes again? And I'm like, well, you want to know what? I am just going to assume that a lot of this was my fault. I can probably just be a little bit more prepared. I can upload my stuff a little earlier. You know, we can figure stuff out a lot easier, right? So I decide I'm going to better myself and do it. And again, I just exported the Mint.
Yeah,
like, you know. But the Chase thing was a large part of it.
Yeah.
So he gets there and he's like, whereas a year ago, he was like, I don't know what the spreadsheet is. You need to put these into categories. And I was like, you put them into categories. Like, you're not my dad. This time I was like, okay, take a step back. What category should I put them in?
Yeah.
And he's like, again, we were talking about, like earlier before the show, that, like, we kind of, like, I have this pet theory that if people just ask, like Donald Trump is like Rumpelstiltskin, like you just have to ask him the right way and he'll just like tell you anything. So I just realized that I just had to ask him more direct questions as opposed to just flying into a blind rage because I assumed he was making fun of me.
Which is weird because that works so well with so many other different types of people.
I'm not usually in this kind of emotional state, man. I was in a glass case of emotion. So this time I was just like, well, what things? He's like, oh, well, to the right in the mint export, there already are like things. There already are categories. Just sort them and get me the like the prices on them. And then if things seem like they're overlapping, ask me and I'll tell you a better way that we can put it together so I can put it into the actual income tax return.
And you were like, no, there's a sort function. Just sort them yourselves.
I'm here for the team.
All right.
I did it myself.
Yeah.
Like a big boy. I found that there were holes. Like there were some, like I knew I paid for Netflix all 12 months of the year, but they all weren't there. I filled them in.
Huh.
It's good. He makes mention. So everything goes great. Like we're able to knock it all out during like the hour that I'm there.
Yeah.
Good times. But he makes mention something to me, and I want to run this by you. Because Ashley looked at, when I told Ashley this, especially that I was taking it seriously, she looked at me with a kind of resignation that made it like, I assume, and whenever you get into a long-term relationship, especially one that like either is leading or has led to marriage, you have to start being honest about like, okay, these things are going to change.
Uh-huh.
These things might soften. These things are never going to change.
Right.
I would assume, and you can ask Ashley, but I would assume that when she got into a relationship with me, she thought some of the more infantile elements of my life, some are charming.
Yeah.
Some are like, hey, we can do whatever we want. You know, like let's stop, you know, thinking about, you know, putting ourselves in a box. We can make life what we want of it. Great. Yeah. That's a good part of my infantile look on life. Right. The bad parts are me just, you know, like I don't want to learn math. Like it's basically just me just like justifying
the parts where you lay on the floor and bang your fists.
Exactly. Yeah. It's me justifying me in third grade, looking at calculus and being like, why would I need to know? Not third grade, sixth grade. And being like
calculus in sixth grade?
Seventh grade, whatever. I'm not good at math. And just being like, when do I ever need to know this? And it's not even, this isn't even calculus. This is like just literally looking at numbers.
Yeah.
The guy told me, you know, you can hire a bookkeeper.
That's what he said to you?
Said to me.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm like, well, how much? He tells me. I'm like, yeah. Seems a little expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah, you know, it probably is not as expensive as you think because you probably wouldn't need to hire us unless you really just wanted to be thorough.
Right.
Because everything would be prepared. You could probably just run that right into a TurboTax and have it spit out because everything would be clean. Yeah. Right. Or if anything, you could just do, you know, a cheaper package with them where it's just via email and you never come in.
Yeah.
Right? Pay for like a half hour as opposed to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you're probably saving money on at least that. Now, that wouldn't account for the whole that you'd be paying her. When I told Ashley this, she's just like I already pay for FreshBooks. Like, you could just use that.
Yeah.
Could just actually have discipline in your life.
And does she use it?
She does.
Do you guys file jointly?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like she had very clean numbers. I did not.
That's funny.
I had crumpled up sheets of paper with like, I think I spent this on it.
The way Katie and I come together on filing taxes is around January 1st, she starts asking me, maybe like once every week and a half or so, did you do the taxes yet?
Yeah.
And then around the mid of March, she starts asking, why have you not done the taxes yet? And then And then by April 1st, if I haven't announced to her, honey,
the taxes
are
done.
The taxes.
And the gong is banged.
Yeah, then she starts saying, Brett, do the taxes.
Yeah.
And then that's how we separate our tax duties.
Am I less of a man if I get a bookkeeper? Like, is this an element of personal growth that I just need to do?
Things, one of the great things I discovered this year, largely based on my enormous loss and subsequent re-grasping of the taxes that I had already given the federal and state, is that things that you think are expensive are like 40% cheaper.
Because
you get to deduct them anyway.
Yeah.
And especially if you plan on losing money, like I do, then you get all of it back.
So you think I should pull the trigger?
I only say because I have considered it, but also...
Here, wait, hold on. Here's a fun game. I'm going to mute the mics. I'm going to tell you how much it costs.
For the bookkeeper. Okay.
And then you will come back.
Why do you have to mute the mics for this?
The next thing you hear, because it's funnier this way.
Okay, all right.
Because also people can imagine. Sure. Whatever number they want to imagine.
All right.
I'm going to do this, and the next words you hear will be Brett's reaction to how much this bookkeeper is.
A year?
Yeah.
So that's math. All right. No, that's too much. That's too much. But that's too much because, like, your stuff can't be that complicated, right? You're basically doing one job. Like, yes, you do it in, like, 100 different places. But
yeah.
You only kind of have one business, right?
No, I mean, like, podcasting and The Contender. The Contender is definitely its own different business with its own different...
Who does The Contender taxes, though? It's a separate company,
yeah,
right?
We got a guy.
Yeah. And so you just have to file, like, a K-1.
I just get a K-1 from him, yeah.
So I guess this is the same problem I have with hiring a bookkeeper, is because I want to hire a bookkeeper because I want my life to be as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But... the problem is my life isn't all that difficult, so it feels disingenuous to say, like, hey, I need you to save me 15 minutes a week, and I will pay you to save me 15 minutes a week. When the other truth is, like, as I...
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're 110% right. This is 15 minutes a week that I would be paying... A large sum of money to avoid doing. The question
and I'm sure you
is
can find a cheaper option as far as bookkeepers go. But
also I don't know. I would want to.
Yeah.
I would rather, you know, I don't need alcoholic Uncle Eddie the bookkeeper.
Right. But the other part,
because those
are
the people, the only people that I've been friends with that have had like real tax shit.
Yeah.
Like real, like all of a sudden they have to repay for 10 years worth of tax stuff. It's always, although I don't know if this is an excuse, like it's always like the bookkeeper fucked us.
Well, anyway, the other thing is that as I discovered this year is it's just kind of a little more valuable to know for yourself what's going on, especially if you're capable of it. If you're incapable of it, give someone the money. But good catch. But if you can do the bookkeeping yourself, I think it's more rewarding as far as like the knowledge base goes.
Yeah, okay. Blah blah blah. Rewarding personal blah, 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 blah. No, you're right. You're 110% right. I don't.
So put on your big boy pants, keep the wrestling t-shirt in the closet, and do a little bit of math.
It's really not that bad, actually.
It's not.
Actually, probably
because
should.
You don't actually do any math. You do like data entry. Like there are plenty of things that
I also do just stand. I need to pay more attention to what I spend.
Yeah.
Because like there's a lot of stuff that I just sign up for and that I forget about.
Yeah.
Like I just need to clear that dead
wood. Like you're getting those like $12 a month charges from 1,000 different places that you don't use anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I signed up to be a recurring member of NPR just so I could watch a Hamilton documentary. Gotta cancel that.
That's the worst. You know what? Libsyn this year canceled on me because I had taken so long to cancel on them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like they're like, you can't possibly still want this if you've been paying for this for 7 years. We're just going to drop you as a client.
Oh, my God. That's great.
But it also means that you can't download the Amtrekker podcast on iTunes anymore. So Patrick Delahanty is finally going to beat me.
To what?
His podcast is always ranked below mine, even though he updates it weekly, and mine has not been updated in 8 years.
Oh, man. All right. Well, I think that pretty much brings us to the end here of the show. You got the big Mission Pick photo walks coming up, right?
Yeah. Next weekend, they're going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's different days in each place, but they're going to be in a ton of different places. They'll be in here in Oakland, in Fresno, in Salt Lake City, in Vernal, Utah, in Wake Forest, North Carolina, Galveston, Texas, and Chicago so far. And I think there's going to be a couple more that are going to get locked in today, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
So all over the world.
All over the place. Yeah, there might be. We're looking at the ones we're trying to lock down are Sydney, Australia, and Scotland and Norway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Where in Scotland?
Not too far. Or it might be actually in Edinburgh.
Oh, it is Edinburgh?
It might be.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Everybody go to Cartel, the Mexican place in Edinburgh, Scotland.
That doesn't sound like a thing.
No, for real. It was
what?
Awesome.
What?
Like, we had, like, in general, food in the UK. Like,
yeah. In general, like, Mexican food outside of Mexico or California or Texas
is garbage.
Yeah.
This was great. It was a shock. Because then we went to an Italian place. And I wanted to throw up. It was awful.
Japan, we got so tired of the Japanese food that we were like, let's just order pizza. And that was the worst night of dinner we had. Like, I didn't even know you could mess up pizza.
Yeah. I was dumb enough to get, like, I got a chicken marsala.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Oh. It was like you know, like the syrup that they make, like that you use for a Coke fountain drink.
Uh-huh.
It's like that on chicken.
Oh yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, you mean Coke chicken.
Yeah, Coke chicken. All right, everybody. That about wraps it up. Of course, stickers are DIAF. You get new sticker backs. They have just debuted. You will love them. They are shipping right now. Stickers or DIAF for as low as $5. You get all the new stickers. Well, not all the new stickers. Most of the new stickers. One is exclusive in the 1999 mega pack. Thank you guys so much for being patient on a recorded episode of Jury this week. We will be live next week, and we're gonna have a great time. Also, make sure you send your emails justinrobertyoung@gmail.com. We will get back to them next week as well. Until next time, this is Justin Robert Young.
And I was Brett. Bye-bye.
And that's Scarlett.
Say goodbye, Scarlett.
Goodbye, Scarlett. What do you
say we... And we are all reminding you to please...
You have enjoyed this program.